In the Moment on SDPB is supported by the South Dakota Humanities Council, presenting the South Dakota Festival of Books, September 20th through 22nd in Brookings.
You are listening to In the Moment on SDPB. I'm your host, Lori Walsh. We are standing today in the Leo P. Flynn Gallery in SDPB Sioux Falls Studios, and I am surrounded by the band High Horse. It is the weekend of the Sioux River Folk Festival at Newton Hills State Park, and this band takes the stage Saturday night at 8:20. They have a debut album coming out this fall. We're going to talk about that a little bit later, but we are going to meet the progressive acoustic boy band now, and we'll start with Sioux Falls' own Carl Henry, who has been on the show more than once, I think, with some other configurations of music, and now you're back with High Horse with a little grad school under your belt. Yeah. Let's go back to growing up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, traveling the state, really, and just the wide variety. Before people even hear what you're going to play, you've got a cello that you're holding with a strap around your neck and shoulder, and talk about growing up and having all kinds of different musical traditions in your life.
Yeah, well, I was really lucky to come from a musical family. My sisters and I played in the local youth orchestra, which was really good. And there was like a great fiddle scene here in South Dakota as well that we grew up playing and doing that kind of thing. I also got to play in a lot of bands. I got to play in like jazz band in high school. It's at Lincoln High School. Shout out Mr. Carlson, if you're listening.
And the campground? Did you win? You won the campground competition at the folk festival as well, right?
That was how I was. A couple years ago, I was able to bring out one of my other bands, Quartet Davis, out after winning it. I was able to go, hey, guys, I have a band. And they're like, please come on out. And so I took them up on that offer to come out again. And here we are.
How does the cello go from something that most people think of as with a, you know, a peg on the floor to strapped around you playing whatever you want to play with it?
Yeah, I think it can be a bit of an identity crisis, but if you don't worry about it, it's pretty fun. Like, this has, like, I can put it in guitar mode. You'll see me doing that probably. And then, yeah, I don't know, just kind of have fun with it. Yeah.
Was there someone who instructed you, who gave you the... It's sort of the green light to do whatever you want. Or were you always pushing them?
A bit of both. I was lucky to have a teacher in undergrad who was like, he was mostly just concerned that I would get some like technical fluidity, but he didn't try to stop me from playing a bunch of fiddle music either, which was nice.
Lesson one, don't try to stop them. All right, let's move over to Carson McHaney on violin, fiddle. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So nice to be here. I'm Carson. Sorry. I'm from Arcata, California originally, and I grew up actually playing some bluegrass music and then fell in love with kind of classical quartets and chamber music and did that all the way through undergrad. Carl and I actually went to the same undergrad school, Oberlin, and then we somehow met up in the same place at the New England Conservatory during our master's, and that's where this band formed. And that's where I really wanted to kind of dig back into some of these folk roots that I had explored as a kid. And so played a lot of Irish music there, now living in Colorado and playing more bluegrass there now. But yeah, this band formed in grad school at NEC, and just my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, so I want to talk a little bit about that with you, that intersection or fusion between Americana, Celtic, classical. From an academic standpoint, are there similarities and commonalities that you think are interesting, or is it all more organic and it's kind of just happening on the stage?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, like, of course, there's always through lines between all that music. Something that's great about this band is just everyone really has a different background and brings something just, like, wonderful to this group. And I think we don't think too much about kind of like what we're doing exactly or what the fusion is, and more just playing music we love and kind of like playing music that feels right to us.
Let's talk to G for a minute, if you could step up to the mic. Tell us a little bit about bringing these four different people with great creative ideas, but unique creative ideas, all together into a cohesive group of musicians.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say it's a really wonderful thing. We fortunately like met at New England Conservatory, as they were saying, and sort of there's this great energy in the air of creating blends of all different kinds of genres and things that typically wouldn't be you know, your normal music school experience. And then we, of course, added Noah, who went to Berklee College of Music, to the group, who brings a great, great sort of expertise on jazz and old time and bluegrass. And there's just this great sort of energy that we get from sort of showing each other different aspects of each genre.
And I think people are going to hear this, but maybe you and Noah could talk about it a little bit first, which is the modernity. Like, mm-hmm. you're making something new.
Yeah.
At this point, you're absolutely. Taking these modern influences, this traditional music, but then you're creating new progressive acoustic music. Mm-hmm. How do you think about that? How do you talk about that?
It's a good question. I think every day we're trying to figure out how to talk about it better and better. But I think I like to just let the music sort of speak for itself. And yeah, and I think if you like it, then it's probably good for you to listen to more of it.
It's having a moment. I mean, it's something that's popular right now in
absolutely.
America. We're seeing bigger people on stage, bigger crowds, bigger audiences. Mm. Noah, come on up to the microphone because you also have some South Dakota heritage to talk about, a little bit of Eagle Butte, a little of Freeman, South Dakota.
That's right.
Introduce yourself to our listeners,
please.
Hi,
everybody. I'm Noah Harrington. I grew up in Boston, Massachusetts. My mom was raised in Iowa City, Iowa. Yeah, go Hawkeyes. Sorry, folks. And But both of my grandparents, her parents were from South Dakota. My grandmother was one of two daughters doing the work of about eight sons who weren't there. In Marion County in South Dakota, and my grandfather was a fine horseman, I'm told, until he decided to run off and become a doctor and throw all that away from Eagle Butte. So it's very fun for me to be back in South Dakota for the first time since I was 6 years old, and everyone has just been so, so very nice. I got to say, you're giving the Canadians a run for their money. I was just there last week. Everyone here is even nicer.
All right. A little bit later in the hour, I'm going to ask you about the new album first, but now I'm going to let the band kind of take to the mic, get set a little bit, any last minute tuning you need to do, and we're going to turn it over to High Horse here on SDPB.
Thank you.
are listening to In the Moment on SDPB. We've got the band High Horse coming here. You can see them this weekend at the Sioux River Folk Festival in Newton Hills, and on August 13th in downtown Sioux Falls playing at Dada Gastropub. And we're going to put all that up on our website after the show. We're going to give it over to you for some new music or some more music, and then we'll talk about your new album. All right, go ahead, High Horse.
Working on a new railroad with mud up to my knees. I'm working on a new railroad with the mud up to my knees. I'm working for Big John Henry. He's so hard to please. I've been all around this world. Up on the Blue Ridge Mountains is where I'll take my stand. Oh, up on the Blue Ridge Mountains is where I'll take my stand. Rifle on my shoulder, six-shooter in my hand. I've been all around this world.
Hang me, oh, hang me, I'll be dead and
Molly, when you gave me your right hand. Do you remember Molly when you gave me your right hand? You said if you ever married that I would be the man. I've been all around this world.
Hang me, oh hang me, I'll be dead and gone. Hang me, oh hang me, I'll be dead and gone.
Sweet Molly, come and open up the door. Molly, sweet Molly, won't you open up your door? For I had to open it with my bad 44. I've been all around this world.
Hang me, oh hang me, I'll be dead and gone. Hang me, oh hang me, I'll be dead and gone.
The new railroad is finished, boys. The cars are on the track. The new railroad is finished, boys. The cars are on the track. Molly's riding on down the line. She ain't coming back. I've been all around this world.
Hang me, oh hang me, I'll be dead and gone. I'll be dead and gone. It's not the hate.
The band is High Horse. They're going to be at Dada Gastropub in downtown Sioux Falls on August 13th. You can get tickets now for that. And then this weekend at the Sioux River Folk Festival, they're on Saturday night around 8:20, but you want to be there for all the bands. So just go out and hang out. And a new album. Noah, tell us a little bit about the forthcoming album, the eponymous.
It is. The album is still forthcoming. We're working on finishing up a couple things like album artwork. We have final mixes. Let me tell you folks, they sound great. We're planning on releasing it sometime early in the fall, perhaps around October ways. You can find out more about that by following us on social media. What is it called, Carson?
We're on all the platforms. Instagram is High Horse Ensemble. Facebook is High Horse Ensemble. Our website is highhorseband.com.
Well, there you go.
Tell us about recording it up in rural Maine, the engineers, because there's some real power behind this production.
That's true. We had it was Carson's brilliant idea to bring on this great engineer named David Cinco, who has remastered a lot of Johnny Cash's records. So if you've listened to any Johnny Cash records in the past couple of years, you've probably heard his work. He also is often called the Sixth Punch Brother, the honorary member of that bluegrass Americana fusion supergroup that we all look up to a lot, and he was their on the road sound engineer for years and years and years. And he's just incredible workmanship, a real master engineer. And we also had him on as our producer and sometime mandolin player for the duration of this album project, Jacob Jolliffe, who is a progressive bluegrass royalty kind of figure. Just no one else plays mandolin like him.
So that gets back to something we were talking about earlier, Noah, with G, which was taking all these traditions, but then also saying, we're creating something new right now. You're doing that. Yeah. What would you add to that part of the conversation?
You know, it's so funny is that I think we're doing it very well, but really when it comes to creating new traditions, that's what people have always been doing in American music. This is not only the land of opportunity, but truly a cultural melting pot. In American music and in South Dakota, but also writ large across everywhere in this great country, is a combination of all those elements, all those things that we all bring to the table. And it's true writ large in our whole society, but also in this very group, too. Everyone has such different musical influences, and bringing them together and making something new is the most profoundly American thing I can think of doing.
Yeah, well, you have done that. I am so enjoying my sneak preview of the album. You're going to love this. So wrapping everything up, High Horse is Carson McCaney, Carl Henry, G. Rockwell, and Noah Harrington. And I want to say thank you to the band for coming. It has been an amazing time. And to the people who made it sound so great today. So Ellen Kester, Ari Youngman for production. Jordan Henderson, who's our videographer today. And the great Kevin Patton, who makes all this music sound so wonderful in your headphones, in your ears. And we thank you for coming up.